The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I'm casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem." Jerusalem. Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. "How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you. And I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
"Hello, brother." Those are the words reportedly spoken by a Muslim worshiper at the Aonor Mosque in Christchurch, New Zealand, 2 days ago. Spoken to a man dressed in black camouflage, carrying a semi-automatic rifle, who had walked in the door and was pointing the weapon at him. "Hello, brother." Words spoken just before he was gunned down by that same man. A man motivated by an ideology that said because he was not Christian, was not Anglo, that he was not worthy to live. An ideology that saw those he was about to kill as invaders, not as people, but a pestilence that needed to be wiped out. A man who wrote a manifesto describing a desire to stir hatred and division. "Hello, brother." It's a greeting that we might extend to someone who comes into our own worship space. "Hey, brother. Hey, sister." It's a recognition of an immediate relationship that extends beyond blood, beyond race. A truth that goes into the depths of our being. That we are created by the same God. That we are both created in the image of that God. A recognition that was unrecognizable to the gunman. When threatened with certain death, this Muslim man did not curse him, did not strike out in return. Instead, he spoke truth. "Hello, brother." And then was shot dead by that brother. I have to admit, I'm tired of preaching this sermon. It's one I preached after the terrorist attacks in Paris in 2015 that killed 130, wounded almost 500. The Orlando nightclub attack of 2016 that killed 50 and wounded 53. I'm tired of talking about the latest mass shooting motivated by hatred. Of having to remind myself and each other time and time again, this is not who God has created and called us to be. This is what happens when we lose touch with the fact that we are beloved creations of God. When we feel that our way is better, when we abandon the commandments of God, when we become, as Paul says, enemies of the cross of Christ. When our God is our bellies, that things that fill us make us feel better. When the things we glory in are the very things we ought to be ashamed of. When we believe we know better and set our minds on earthly things. And even more than my anger, my frustration over these things, I cry the same tears that Paul cries. I think of how immensely sad it must be for God to see God's children kill one another. And in amongst all the other emotions that are present, I think more than anything, I pity the young gunman who was so blinded by his hatred, the indoctrination of his soul, that he could not see those fellow human beings as anything but other. And in so doing, who missed the hope, the life that was offered to him in that greeting. Hello, brother. Gathered at the table on Maundy Thursday, Christ's final commandment to his disciples, to us, is to love one another. In the same way that I have loved you, love one another. It's agape, that self-sacrificial, other-centered love that we've been talking about since September. It's a love that's not just for some people, but is expanded to include all people. A love that even when challenged and threatened with death didn't return hate for hate, evil for evil. Hey Jesus, the Pharisees warn, better hit the road. Herod's looking to kill you. The Herod mentioned is Herod Antipas, ruler of the territory of Galilee. He was a man with a burning ambition to retain his kingdom, perhaps to gain more. And from what we know of history, there wasn't much that would stand in his way. He wasn't above having those who threatened his rule killed. And so while it's not a gunman in front of him, this was not an idle threat. Jesus responds, tell that fox, look, I'm doing my work here, healing, casting out demons, and when I'm done, I'll move along. See, Jesus doesn't go attack dog on Herod, doesn't denounce Herod's reign, spread manifestos calling for his extermination, doesn't criticize his lack of humanity, doesn't call for his removal or claim his throne. Jesus doesn't say or do anything that is overtly political or violent. Rather, he seems to be saying, look, I'm no threat to you. I'm not anti-Herod. I'm for this healing, wholeness, love for all those who are hurting. Even a 28-year-old man filled with hate. Hello, brother. I don't know quite what else to say about all this other than this is not us. Whether in words or in actions, it's not us to kill others, to despise others, to turn them into something other than who they are, created in the image of God and worthy of love and respect for that, if nothing else. There's nuance there, sure, but that's at the core of it. And so I've kind of struggled for where the good news is in all of this. And as always, I found the good news in Jesus and what he says today. It's the news that he represents. That we have a God whose only desire is to gather us like a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. To shelter us, to warm us, protect us. To show us, all of us, Muslim and Jew, Christian, white, black, Asian, Hispanic, all of us, that we are children from the same hen. We are created in the image of the same God, beloved by that God. We're all related. The good news is that despite all the Herods and gunmen in mosques and churches and synagogues, despite all the less violent ways, but no less lethal ways that we kill one another, take a look at Luther's explanation of the fifth commandment. Despite all that, we have a God who desires, wishes above everything to gather us together, to demonstrate God's love for each of us, for all of us, and who expresses that desire again and again in Scripture, who relentlessly pursues, reaches out to, and sustains us, God's people. And the fullest expression of that desire for us is in Jesus Christ, who on the cross that we put him on spoke his own words of peace. "Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing." Hello, brother. Perhaps the best we can do today is to gather together to lament and confess to God about all the ways that we as God's children kill each other. But to gather together and experience in this fellowship and in this meal of bread and wine, body and blood, what it is like to gather under the wings of our God. To experience in some small way, but a very real way, the peace, the joy that is in that fellowship with other people. To see how much better life is that way. And then to go out into all of our days this week, whether they're at work or at home, whether they're on spring break or continuing to do our jobs, to go out into our days filled by that experience that we shared today and determine that in ways big and small, whether it's spoken aloud or kept in our hearts, but firmly expressed in all of our actions towards everyone we meet, to say out loud or in those actions to all we meet, "Hello, sister. Hello, brother." Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May it be so. Amen.